Pull over, lean in. It's time for the Soft Shoulder Podcast. I am your host, Danette Relic of Radical Creative Sanctuary, inviting spaciousness for your mind and your heart. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. The Soft Shoulder is your time. Your time to slow down and fuel up on self-love support, so you can make the most of your gorgeous life. Join me here. Everyone needs a soft shoulder. Hello, welcome back, sweet listener. Oh, thank you so much for your feedback on the last episode about the power of your imaginations. It was wonderful to hear that this resonated for so many of you. Today, we're going to talk about trust. And what do you do when you can't trust yourself or you don't feel confident in trusting yourself? You know, in the very first episode, I spoke about, you know, what is self-marriage and why my introductory workshop was called Flirting with Self-Marriage, because, you know, it needs to start gently and easily for so many of us. Like, marriage is a big deal. It's a huge commitment. And so many of us are in a place where we might not feel like we can say that we love ourselves, and we might not even be sure if we like ourselves. There's times where we get so disconnected, we just don't even really know who we are anymore. And at the base of all of that, so before loving and before liking, there's the foundation that any relationship is based on, and that's trust. So you might find that there's some tenderness in your foundation. And if that's happening to you when you hear this, you are not alone in that. I hear this all the time, and I've felt this and feel this myself. So in any relationship, of course, like, you know, it's built on trust ultimately. Sometimes you kind of come in just, I love you, and you trust, and you're on a leap of faith, and things work out. Other times it takes a little time to establish trust for those of us a little more cautious. And of course, depends on the kind of relationship that we're forming, but time and experience, bonding, all that stuff, we get to know someone, we get to know what we can count on in that person. So have you ever been in a romantic relationship where at some point you think everything is fine, and then you uncover a lie, or maybe not even a lie, but an omission, that lovely gray area, an omission, something that feels wrong and it feels like it really hurts? Just me? No, I know some of you must have had this happen. Okay, so while I can speak for myself, so while I remember, you know, I remember the specific lies that come to mind, and I remember the infidelities or the particular omissions of the full story that I was not given. But none of those details matter now. What I remember most is the pain of finding out, and that weird, sickly feeling that the biggest pain was the tear in the trust of something that I was counting on and something that I was comfortable in and feeling safe in, having that altered, having that shifted. Oh, that feeling that something cherished had been ripped into and compromised. It's a terrible feeling. If you've experienced it, you know what I mean. So this is unlike the luge of incompatibility that I joked about in the last episode. So this is different from when you're just imagining far-flung outcomes based on your own fear and worry. What I'm talking about is when you know for a fact that something has been, the trust has been broken, something has, an action has been taken or not taken, and you begin to question the foundation of your relationship. You know, the first metaphor that comes to mind is like picturing a bridge, like one of those bridges with little wooden steps and ropes over a big body of water. And, you know, when you step on it, when it's like well constructed, we used to have one in a playground at my elementary school and we loved jumping on it. It was like, oh yeah, the bridge bounced, but it always caught us. It was tight and we could feel it. We trusted this bridge. So imagine that you're stepping out onto a bridge like this and you have full trust in it. You're allowing it to support your weight. You're relaxing into it. And you're trusting with every step that this bridge is going to support you towards the horizon, towards your destination, towards your future. You trust it will support you. You can count on it. And so when you're feeling that way, of course, you don't waste time panicking about the choppy waters below. You might look over and think the view is beautiful and just feel really good there and feel held there by the integrity of the bridge. And then at some point, you notice something, some weakness in the structure, like, oh, is there supposed to be a screw in this? And there isn't. Or like one of the wood panels starts to move, one of the ropes is frayed, and something comes loose. There's a shift in your body, right? Like you start to see something that's like, oh, you might tense up a little bit. You might start looking around and like begin to check now, like just in case, like you start to check the integrity as you're moving along. And something has changed in your body and in your enjoyment as you're walking across this because, well, if there's a little bit of rot in the wood over there, how deep does it go? Is it, am I going to be caught off guard? Is this safe? You might still be able to make it across, but not with the same kind of carefree, joyful giving that you did in the first place. So that's a physical kind of obvious thing that comes to mind when I imagine trust. But another thing came to mind. So imagine this. Okay, so you have you're in a new country and you're learning a language. You're communicating in a language that's not yours. And you're using a translation app or a dictionary to help you communicate. And this is your lifeline of communication. This is the only way you're able to form relationships, get food, get to and fro places, express yourself. And you think everything's going really great. And then one day you check something else and you realize that it's been giving you the wrong definition for an important word, like something that you've been using all the time. Wouldn't you start to wonder, like, first of all, that would be like, oh my gosh, I've had all of these conversations thinking I'm saying one thing, but saying something else. Oh my goodness. Like I would be replaying all the conversations in my mind, but then also if it's an app, like I'd be wondering, well, how many other times has it been wrong? Was it just this word? Was it other words? And this feels closer to me than like a relationship thing because it's like you've been expressing yourself, you've been forming relationships, you've been asking for things and either getting them or not getting them based on this dictionary that was not serving you and you didn't know. Like this is where, you know, you could easily, I would easily just be racing around trying to replay what had happened before. And so this is sort of like the feeling that I would get when finding out a loved one had lied or broken trust. It's not so much about that incident. It's what about all the stuff that came before? Like if you lied now, were you lying then? How can I trust the story that we've been building? So no matter in seemingly insignificant that lie might have been, the real pain here isn't the lie. It is the broken trust and it's the time it took for the truth to come out. Thinking you're on the same page, but you're not. So maybe you've had that experience with a loved one, with a romantic partner. But what about with you and yourself? Have you ever had a moment like that where you realized, oh, I can't trust myself? I know. It's a little different. It might be a little abstract, but stay with me here. So imagine you thought, you know, you were headed somewhere. You thought you were understood. You thought, you know, like that whole thing, like the same page, same language, same destination. But when it's you, it's like you thought you knew what you wanted. And you thought you knew what was important. and you thought that you made a choice to never do that thing again. That thing, you know that thing. We all have a thing. So you thought you knew all of those things, and then you acted differently. You acted as though the things that you believe weren't true. You went against that. You went off page. Maybe it was, I'm not going to get into or stay in another one of those relationships ever again. Or maybe you said, I'm not going to put up with this behavior from my so-called friends or my coworkers again. And maybe you thought, I'm not going to compromise on my well-being to make other people comfortable. I'm not going to do that. But then you did it. So it's understandable why, I think that we do this often because, this is part of learning. We make these intentions and we haven't quite caught up to the learning. So it's understandable why you would get to this point and not feel really confident in trusting yourself. And if you're not really trusting yourself, then, it's hard to sort of jump in and say, yeah, let's get married. Trust is something that is cultivated. So if this is where you are, like I always say, this is where you are. This is where you begin. Have compassion for where you are now. This is all a part of it, right? It's not about doing this wrong and not loving yourself enough or in the right way. We build self-trust. There's that trust that I've been talking about. So your past patterns, your intentions, and how well that matches up, what you did and what you said you were going to do. That's one thing. But then there's another kind of self-trust that's based on growing past our edges. So this is the kind of trust where you imagine yourself in a new territory and, you're not sure that you can make it through this because you've never been through this before. So this might be something that you're thinking about, or it might be something that life thrusts upon you, right? Like maybe you step into something big, some new opportunity, and you've never been in this big of an opportunity before. How do you know you can handle the new success? If you haven't done it before, maybe there'll be a part of you that's like, I don't know, because I've never done this before. Another way this can happen is if you're faced with tragedy. How on earth am I going to navigate this unspeakable terrain? This is new territory. You don't know. You don't know how you're going to get through it. And so your trust might feel a little tender and a little fragile in those moments too. And, of course, if your relationship falls apart, you've maybe been in a partnership for a long time and you thought that was going to be it. You thought that was the one. You really thought you really settled into this. And now suddenly you have to rebuild and you have to rebuild on your own. If this is the first time you've done that, how do you know that you can do it? It makes perfect sense that you won't know the answers to that question. You have to trust. And if you're thrust into these experiences before you feel ready, sometimes you're just not going to have the trust because this experience is exactly where you are going to build it. This is where you build trust. It's not here because you're here to build it. And so what do you do when you can't trust you? Good question. As we like, and we're out, folks. No, I'm going to keep going. I've got something for you. I'm not going to leave you hanging. Let me tell you a story about, it's actually a story about how I found podcasts, but it's a story about what I did when I couldn't trust me. So there was a time, we're going to say, I don't know, is it 10 years ago now? There was a time where I had a home, I had a community, I had a relationship, a partnership, I had security, and I had an identity based on all of these things, and I lost these things. And this was really painful. It wasn't all just those things that I lost, but also all the dreams that I lost along with it. Because with this life I was building, I was dreaming and planting seeds. I felt very rooted in my life at that time. I had neighbors that I really cherished. And, you know, it's interesting when you think you're going to spend a long time somewhere, do you act differently? Do you invest differently? I was talking about this with someone about the difference between when you own a home or when you rent a home, for anyone who's had the experiences of both. And I know a lot of people who feel, or even not even owning and renting, that's one way, but it could be just you're living in a city, or you're at school, or you have a job, and you know it's a two-year contract, you know? Do you put effort into relationships when you feel like it's temporary? There was something about this time in my life where it felt like the biggest commitment. It certainly was the biggest commitment I had made. And so when I was making friends with the neighbors, I felt this real love for these people because, you know, we were all there starting out. People were starting families. And I had grown up on a street where my parents are still in that house on that street. I grew up with, you know, knowing the other families, knowing, you know, the parents of my friends. And so when I was meeting my neighbors 10 years ago, I was imagining, you know, the importance of their children in my life and the importance of them in my life, that we would be there for a long time. So needless to say, losing all of these things was very unsettling. It was very heartbreaking. And you know, in the early days, the months, even years later, I wasn't even sure what the new dreams would even look like. Everything was up in the air. I was floating. I was drifting. That uprooting was painful, and I needed some kind of anchor. I certainly had never been through that before, so I didn't have the trust of like, oh yeah, Danette, you're going to figure this out. I had no idea. I'd never done that before, and I wasn't expecting to ever have to do it. So this was around the time that I happened to start listening to podcasts. And funny enough, I was actually on a podcast, Creative Living with Jamie. She had just started her podcast then. Maybe some of you have heard her podcast. It's still around on iTunes. There's so many seasons that you can listen to. That's Jamie Riddler of Jamie Riddler Studios. And I believe I was her second guest ever on that podcast. And what was so funny was that when she called me and we did the interview, I was sitting in my studio in this house that I thought I was going to spend my life in. And when the podcast came out, I knew that I was leaving. And so I was listening to like this myself in the past, but just not that far in the past. And it was such a surreal experience. It was really beautiful to have captured that. But it was very strange to be on the other side and go, huh. Yeah, things change really quickly. So that was one podcast I was listening to, but there was also so many more. And because I was feeling so lost, I didn't know like what I was going to do. I didn't know how I was going to support myself. I couldn't work. I couldn't sleep. I wasn't eating. I was in really rough shape, but I did have a Metro pass. So this was in Toronto. It was the, you know, the monthly pass, you know, that you could just hop on and off of transit. And so I was like, well, if I have this, I could just hop on any bus or streetcar or subway and I can just ride, and I can ride all day and I don't even have to go anywhere. But I needed to move, and I was so weak. I couldn't do anything. So even going for a walk was just a little too much. But if I could get to a streetcar and I could sit in the back and I could put on my headphones and I could watch the city go by and I could take the different routes and just go from one end to the other and back again, watch people get on and off and just kind of be in this trance, and I can listen to other people's voices and I could let those voices carry me when I couldn't carry myself. So I was listening to a lot of, you know, surprise, personal growth podcasts. A lot of podcasts that, you know, of speakers and authors and thought leaders that were new to me. I listened to, you know, podcasts about meditation and spirituality and relationships, and listened to a lot of people who had gone through things, you know, far beyond what I was going through. And I listened to their stories. And when I did that, it was, you know, it was part distraction. It was comforting. It was a way that I could feel compassion for other people. I could get inspiration from their stories. I could get ideas for myself and insight on what I was going to. I could be entertained, but mainly it was an anchor. I let their voices speak for me because at that time I just couldn't find my own voice. And I let their voices wash over my mind and my heart, my broken heart. I let it wash over and over with positive thoughts, encouragement, wisdom, because I had none. I couldn't access it. So it is okay, and I think it's even important to seek out anchors like this to help you ground and rebuild trust with yourself when you're going through something like this. You'll get through, and then when you get through it, you're going to know that you can trust yourself to get through. Maybe you have already had experiences like this. There's something liberating, right, about going through a hellish life transition. And then after that, I've had this said to me, and I've thought this as well with other people who have experienced it, where they're just like, you know, this is nothing compared to what I've been through. Like, even on the worst day, you're like, I've been through worse. And there's that self-trust. I've been through worse. I can get through it again. But when you're doing something or going through a transition that's new to you, and you don't have that, sometimes, you know, if we can't believe in ourselves, we just need to believe in someone else who believes in ourselves. Maybe it's someone that we trust. Maybe it's a friend who's just like, you know, I have faith in you. But maybe it's not someone we know, you know, and that's okay. Sometimes we don't have to know that person. Sometimes it's an author. Sometimes it's a singer. Sometimes it's a podcast. You know, I really trusted the voices I was listening to then. Not every single one of them, but, you know, I just would feel it in my body when it was the right voice, when it was the right topic, when it was the right delivery for a message to be brought to me. You know, I could feel it in my body. I could feel them saying, like, that they believed people could overcome things, and they believed that, and I believed them. It was a lot of listening in those times. I heard from so many of you after episode 2 about the power of your imagination, and specific stories about how that really just happened to come at the right time, and some really heartbreaking stories about, I haven't checked back in to get permission to share any of that stuff. So I'll keep the details out of it, but just some really incredible stories from you. Thank you so much, first of all, for sending those, because I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be listening to a podcast at one of those times and feel like, oh my God, thank God, it's exactly what I needed to hear. I happened to find it on just the right day. I know what that is like. So I am so grateful to know that I'm able to give back and be that podcast for you. It makes me think about that woman that I was on that streetcar. Gosh, it feels like ages and ages ago. You know, I remember, like, wow, really not sleeping, really not eating. If I could go back and tell her that, you know, one day she would be having her own podcast, she'd be helping others, and, you know, just also all the other things that have happened in the last 10 years, it would have just blown her mind. I don't even know if she would be able to hear me, though, if I told her that now. We need to be in these places. We need to go through these experiences. But thank you so much for letting me know. I appreciate it more than you know. So if you are one of those people right now, sweet listener, in whatever capacity, could be a big life transition, or it could be just, who am I? I don't know. I don't trust myself. Find anchors. You know, outsource. You can do that. Find wisdom that resonates. Choose what supports you. This is you building your foundation. This is you tenderly accepting that where you are is where you are, and this is where you can begin. Coming back to that, the example of a breach of trust with a romantic partner, you know, let's say you're in a romantic partnership, there's some kind of lie or infidelity or something, and, you know, if you're in a partnership where you have a mature conversation, where you can talk it out, where you can take responsibility, where you find peace, you know, does that make everything better? No. It doesn't. Not right away. Anyway, it's important, but it's, of course, because when trust is broken, it takes time. You have the conversation, but the conversation is an opportunity. It's the beginning of rebuilding. You know, it takes willingness to be willing to trust again. It takes action to show, and it takes time. So, you know, trust me when I tell you that, you know, this is a big action that you are taking right this second, just considering building trust with yourself. It takes time. It takes every day. You are someone worth loving, and it all starts with you. So that is it for today's episode. Thank you again for joining me. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you for your wonderful feedback. It's such a pleasure. If you have any requests for topics or any questions at all, you can email me at Danette@radicalcreativesanctuary.com. I'm also pretty much on Instagram, mainly for social media these days. That's Radical Creative Sanctuary. You can find me there. I love to hear that you've shared this episode with your friends, and I'm just really grateful that you're there having this conversation with me. So have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful couple of weeks. We will return again soon. And remember to be compassionate, to start where you are, and to love where you are, because you are worth loving.